KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. And high school girls volleyball last night, the St. Albert Saints used some big runs to take control of the Class 1A Region 2 final against Riverside Tuesday night at Tri-Center High School. The Saints came away with a 3-0 victory, 25-19, 25-7, and 25-19, and will head to the state tournament for the fourth time in 5 years. That was a match last night heard here on KJAN. The Bulldogs got off to a nice start of the night with a 5-1 lead to begin the opening game. It was a good back-and-forth battle for much of that one until St. Albert used a 5-point run to go up 18-16. Riverside got the next two to tie it up, but the Saints ripped off four straight and then three straight to seal the win. The second set went a little differently. After a 3-3 start, the Saints went on a 12-point rally to grab control and move on to a 25-7 win. The third set was largely back and forth with 11 ties before Riverside grabbed momentum with a 10-point run. The Bulldogs fought hard to the end, but the Saints ultimately won the match 25-19 in that third. St. Albert head coach Angie Lance said her team played with great confidence across the board.
Just played our ball game. When the ball was on our side of the court, we made sure that we took care of it like we've been doing all season long. I mean, our conference is probably one of the toughest volleyball conferences in the state. We play good competition day in and day out. You know, it's a little different for us coming down and playing 1A and trying to figure out these schools, and take nothing away from Riverside. They played a fantastic match, and they've earned that right to be in this regional final with us tonight. But we knew it was going to be a team effort, and that's what we focused on.
St. Albert missed out on a trip to state last year with a 5-set loss in the regional final, but made it to the semis in 2016 and 17. Coach Lance said the girls were motivated to get back to the state tourney.
Our entire team was very motivated for tonight. Last year, we lost a heartbreaker in 5 sets to go to state, and we wanted to make sure that this year we didn't have that happen twice. So one of our sayings all season long has been focus and finish. Focus on the job and finish the job.
In other regional finals last night in 1A Region 3, Sydney beat East Mills in 3 straight to advance to the state tourney. In 2A Region 4, Grundy Center knocked off Underwood 3-2. It went 15-11 in the final game. And in 2A Region 5, at Knoxville, Van Buren beat Nottoway Valley in 3 straight. On the Class 1A tournament, the top 2 seeds are from here in southwest Iowa. Sydney is the top-seeded squad. As they are 35-8 on the year, they'll face 8-seeded Springville in an opener next week, while Council Bluffs St. Albert is the 2-seed, and they'll face 7th-seeded Holy Trinity Catholic in a first-round match next Wednesday in Cedar Rapids. Well, Michael Jacobson scored 20 points as Iowa State rolled to a 110-74 win over Mississippi Valley State in men's college basketball last night. Tyrese Halliburton had 12 points and 14 assists.
I think we're a lot better defensively than we showed today, but we also got lackadaisical at times. So, you know, there's things that we can fix, and, you know, that'll come with time and watching film and things like that. But at the end of the day, it's about us building on what went well today and fixing what didn't go too well. So it'll all get fixed, you know, in due time.
The Cyclones raced out to a 56-33 halftime lead. Here's ISU coach Steve Prohm.
I think the biggest thing that sticks out offensively, I don't think the ball really stuck tonight. You know, 32 assists on 45 baskets, it's almost 70%. We only turned it over 10 times in a game that went up and down a bunch, and we shot almost 90 times. I think that's number two. And then number three, when you talk on the other end, you know, we've got to continue to make a conscious effort in transition defense.
Also last night, A.J. Green and Spencer Haldeman scored 12 points each as Northern Iowa edged past Old Dominion 58-53 in the season opener for both teams. Austin Fife added 10 points, 11 rebounds, and 2 block shots for Northern Iowa. The Panthers were up 11 points with 8 minutes to play, but ODU slowly chipped away, and Marquise Godwin hit a 3-pointer to trim the Monarch deficit to 2 6 minutes later. UNI hit 5 of 6 free throws, while Old Dominion went 1 for 6 from the field for the rest of the contest. Also in top 25 college men's hoops last night, second-ranked Kentucky and fourth-ranked Duke have opened their men's basketball schedules with wins in the Champions Classic at Madison Square Garden. Kentucky freshman Tyrese Maxey scored 26 points to lead a 69-62 win over number 1 Michigan State. The Spartans had whittled the 10-point halftime deficit down to 4 when Kentucky went on a 9-0 run behind threes from Khalil Whiney, and Nate Sestina. Cassius Winston was the lone Spartan in double figures with 21. Trey Jones scored 15 points, and Cassius Stanley added 11 of his 13 points in the second half in the Blue Devils' 68-66 win over number 3 Kansas. Duke trailed 61-60 until Stanley converted a 3-point play with 2:29 left. Jones added a big basket and two free throws in the final 93 seconds to help the Blue Devils ice that victory. Devin Dotson had 17 points in action for Kansas last night. Also, fifth-rated Louisville beat Miami 87-74. Number six, Florida over North Florida, 74-59. Seventh-ranked Maryland beat Holy Cross, 95-71. Eighth-ranked Gonzaga beat Alabama State, 95-64. Number 10, Villanova over Army, 97-54. 12th-rated Seton Hall beat Wagner, 105-71. Number 13, Texas Tech over Eastern Illinois, 85-60. 14th-ranked Memphis beat South Carolina State, 97-64. Number 15, Oregon, a winner over Fresno State, 71-57. 16th-ranked Baylor, 105-61 over Central Arkansas. 17th-ranked Utah State beat Montana State, 81-73. Number 19, Xavier over Jacksonville, 76-57. 20th-ranked St. Mary's of California had to go to overtime to beat Wisconsin, 65-63. Number 24, Auburn over Georgia Southern, 83-74. Number 25, VCU over St. Francis, 72-58. Ohio State is the top team in the first college football playoff rankings of the season. LSU, Alabama, and Penn State round out the top four as chosen by the 13-person selection committee that will release four more sets of rankings before the final one comes out on December 8th. The top four in the selection committee's initial rankings have never all reached the semifinals in the playoff's five-year history. Defending champ Clemson is fifth, followed by Georgia, Oregon, and Utah. Oklahoma and Florida round out the top 10. Number 13, Minnesota, and football coach P.J. Fleck have agreed to a seven-year contract extension that will keep him with the Golden Gophers through the 2026 season. The Gophers are off to an 8-0 start and on pace for just their second 10-win season since 1905. That extension is pending approval from their Board of Regents. Iowa tries to climb back in the race in the Big Ten West when 18th-ranked Hawkeyes visit 16th-rated Wisconsin Saturday. The recent history of this series has been all Wisconsin, as the Badgers have won six of the last seven.
It really doesn't matter if you look at it over 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. If you look at our conference, Ohio State's led the conference in wins, and Wisconsin's been solid number two right behind them. So just gives you a good level of the success they've had on the field, the consistency they've demonstrated as a football team.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz. An Iowa defense that's posted two Big Ten shutouts this season will try to slow down Wisconsin running back Jonathan Taylor, who ranks fifth in the country in yards per game.
When you play a guy as good as Taylor, you know, just you might be stopping him for a while, but it's just that threat that he can take it and then go the distance. And those plays really break your back. They're just really tough to come back from. So the big thing, I think, is, you know, you're on edge the entire game. As long as he's out there, you have to respect his ability to finish plays, and it's really a significant factor.
Well, the bye week didn't help every injured Hawkeye, as leading receiver Brandon Smith is still out with an ankle injury, and middle linebacker Christian Welsh will miss his second straight game with a shoulder injury, a tough break for him as he's a native of Wisconsin. The Badgers' defense has been tough to solve for the Hawkeye offense. Iowa's offense has only scored a total of 32 points in the last four games.
They'll have some stuff for us, but, you know, they got two guys on the outside that rush really well in their sub package and strong guys inside. So they have a lot of different ways to just, you know, put the pressure on you, and they're kind of subtle, some of the things they do, but they're impactful, and they make it really tough to move the ball and score points.
We'll have that game Saturday for you here on the radio. That's a 3 o'clock kickoff. 1 o'clock is the pregame start time. And tonight, hear from the coach, Hawk Talk with Kirk Ferentz at 6:30 this evening. Well, the stretch run begins for Iowa State with a visit this week to ninth-ranked Oklahoma. The Cyclones, coming off their bye week, have a record of 5-3.
November is where you want to be your best. I mean, and you want to play really meaningful games that mean a lot going into the month of November, and here we are. You know, this team's given themselves that opportunity to do that.
That's ISU coach Matt Campbell. The chore for the Cyclone defense will be to contain Oklahoma quarterback Jalen Hurts, who ranks second in the country in total offense.
The thing that I've got so much respect for Jalen Hurts is, you know, you talk about, number one, a really good decision maker. You know, where do you get the ball? When do you get the ball there? Number two, when do you pull the ball down and run? And then number three, this physical specimen that just has got this unique ability to make people miss.
And that contest is a primetime matchup Saturday night. Cyclones at Norman. That'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff. And in baseball news, St. Louis Cardinals manager Mike Schilt has been given a new three-year contract through the 2022 season. Schilt was hired as interim manager in 2018, replacing Mike Matheny. He just led the Cardinals to the National League Central title with a 91-71 record and is 132-99 as their bench boss. The Redbirds also announced extensions for President of Baseball Operations John Mozeliak and General Manager Mike Gersh. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.